science and technology.
Robot plants. Putting down roots. A robotic model of what plants get up to under the surface.
People often forget, when looking at a garden, meadow or forest, that half of almost every plant in it is underground. Stems, leaves and flowers are pretty, but plants' roots, though ugly and invisible, are probably their smartest parts. They collect information on the physical properties and chemical composition of the soil they are growing through and use that to decide in which direction to continue growing. They can pierce the ground employing only a fraction of the energy that worms, moles or man-made drills consume. Plant roots are thus the most efficient systems known for underground exploration, but not perhaps for much longer. Researchers working on the Plantoid project, led by Barbara Mazzolai of the Italian Institute of Technology in Pontedera, hope to develop robot plant roots that will be as good as the real things, if not better. In doing so, they seek to understand how real roots work and also to devise machines that might monitor soil pollution, prospect for minerals and look for water. The Plantoid, of which Dr. Mazzolai plans to demonstrate a partial prototype on July 29th at a conference at the Natural History Museum in London, will have a central stem containing a reservoir of liquid plastic of a sort that can be frozen by ultraviolet light. Half a dozen cylindrical roots will branch off this stem, and the plastic will flow through these from the reservoir to the tip. As in a real root, the tip will be a specialised structure. Instead of being a cone containing a meristem, a cluster of proliferating cells that drives the root's growth, it will be a cone containing a motor, a light-emitting diode, and a battery. The motor will suck liquid plastic through the root and push it to the periphery of the cone. Once there, the liquid will be solidified by ultraviolet rays from the diode, extending the cylinder and forcing the cone farther into the soil. As in real life, the gentle but relentless pressure of the root's growth should be enough to make it advance through the soil, fractions of a millimetre at a time. The researchers expect their prototypical robotic roots to be able to penetrate up to a metre of real soil. The direction of growth is controlled by a material known as an electrical rheological fluid, which is also stored in the cone. Such fluids become more viscous when an electric current is applied to them, and changing the viscosity on one side of a root but not the other, using current from the battery, causes the direction of growth to vary. One thing missing from the prototypes is a control system that responds to the root's environment. The plan is to fit the next generation of cones with sensors that look for whatever the root is designed to find and control its growth accordingly. Writing the software for these sensors may illuminate how real roots work. According to Dr. Mazzolai, the first person to ask about that was Charles Darwin. He could not come up with an answer, and 130 years later, no one else has either.